ਨਾਲ ਖਲੂਸ ਦੇ ਆਇਆ ਕਰ ਜਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਜਲਿਸ ਦੇ ਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਰ ਮਰਦ ਮੋਮਨ ਆਬਾਦ ਰੋਏ ਜਦ ਕੀਤੇ ਗਾਲ ਰਵਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਾਲ ਖਲੂਸ ਦੇ ਆਇਆ ਕਰ ਜਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਜਲਿਸ ਦੇ ਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਤਾ ਪਾਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਜਾਦ ਹੋਈ ਮਤਾ ਪਾਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਜਾਦ ਹੋਈ ਉਹਦੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਜ਼ਖਮ ਦੁਖਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵਾਲ ਖੁੱਲੇ ਹਨ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵਾਲ ਖੁੱਲੇ ਹਨ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਵਾਲ ਖੁਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਾਬਾ ਦੇ ਬੁਲੰਦ ਤਰ ਸਲਵਾ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعدها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لساحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم قال بما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين وقال أيضا إن جهنم لموعدهم أجمعين لها سبعة أبواب صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
I was asked about the question of the Julus and the Ashura rally which is about to take place. It's very important, brothers and sisters, to remember the Tabut and the Alam are the signs. Alam is one of the Sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to respect the Sha'air of Allah. It's our obligation. And the purpose of taking out this julus, this rally, is to spread the word of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. According to the seerat of Hazrat Zainab salallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like she spread the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to all the corners of Islamic world, just like she protected the sacrifice of Imam Hussein with this sacrifice that she followed, similarly, it's our obligation to spread the word of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and spread the sunnah of Hazrat Zainab salamullahi alayha to all those people who do not have the opportunity to come into the Husainiyya and Imam Bargah and the Masjid. That's why we go out, so we let them understand that this message belongs to the entire humanity, and the message is actually for the Hurriyat, Azadi, and freedom in the real sense of the word for all those who are serious to take care of their spirituality. So it's our obligation to make our Ashura rally as productive as possible and to spread the word of Imam Hussain alayhi salam to those who are unable to have access to our gatherings, so that they can understand and they can realize and they can possibly follow the teachings of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha salawat. We were talking about the seven doors of the hellfire, which the Satan deceives the humankind to fall prey and fell down into the hellfire through one or several doors among those seven. And we have already discussed several of those very common measures which Satan has been adopting over the millennia and centuries to deceive the humankind. And tonight I would like to mention another very common way which Shaitan adopts for deceiving a huge number of the human beings, and that is through adam al-mubalat bil-kalam, la-parwa guftugu, having no control over the tongue. Zaban par koi mihar na dalna, koi lagam na dalna, be lagam guftugu karna, be mihar guftugu karna, uncontrolled talk. And I have already mentioned in one of the previous speeches that the largest number of sins a human being performs, if you divide it to the parts of the human body, the largest share falls in the falls for the tongue. 46 tongues approximately, 46 sins are performed through the human tongue. So we find the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, where he has said, man lam yubali ma qala wala wa ma qila fih fa huwa shirku shaitan. Someone who does not care what does he say and what is said about him, shaitan is a partner in him. Shaitan unke uske wujood mein shareek hai. Shaitan uske nutfe mein, uske wujood mein shirkat rakhta hai. Jis aadmi ko ye parwah na ho ke main kya keh raha hu, be lagam guftugu kare, ya ye parwah na ho ke uske bare mein kya kaha ja raha hai, yani insaan beghairati ka shikar ho jaye, behayai ka shikar ho jaye, to use ye parwah na rahe. We have to have a control over the tongue. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, Sa'ad, one of the ashab of Rasulullah, he passed away. Prophet participated in his funeral procession, and finally when he was taken to the graveyard and he was buried into the grave, and Prophet was participating in the whole funeral procession, and Prophet was walking on the toes. Paighambar Akram apne panjon ke bal rasta chal rahe the, yani pura paon zameen par nahi rakha apne. Prophet did not put his entire feet, entire soul on the ground. Instead, he was walking on the toes of the feet. And when somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah, why are you walking like this? Why don't you put your whole feet on the ground? He said because there are abundance of angels who are participating in this janaza, so Prophet didn't want to step over the wings of any of those angels. So that's why he's putting his toes on the ground only. And finally, Sa'd was buried, and when he was buried, his mom sat close to the next to the grave of Sa'd and said the statement that may the Jannat and Paradise be, Mubarak for you, and you know, be happy in the Paradise. In other words, when Prophet heard that statement, he said, "Why are you? Don't interfere in the divine decisions. Right now, Sa'd is being punished in his grave. That means, who are you to say that may Jannat be Mubarak to you? You know, your place is in the Paradise, be happy. Who are you to say that? Who are you to judge? Right now he's being punished." And his mom said, "Ya Rasulullah, you are the one who participated in the tashyi'ul janaza, in the process of the janaza, in the funeral procession. You were with him all the way, and you were there till his burial. And because of your barakat, I thought that Sa'd has already entered the Paradise. Nothing wrong with him now." Prophet said, "In Sa'dan kana fi lisanihi ghildun ala ahlihi." Sa'd apni zaban mein ghaliz aur shadeed alfaz ka istemal karta tha apne ahle khana se. Yani Sa'd used to talk, inappropriate, harsh words towards his family members. This is one of the very common problems which we are encountering, unfortunately, in our Muslim communities. And look at what the Holy Prophet has said. Khairukum, please pay attention. Khairukum li ahlihi. The best among you is the one who is the best towards his family. The Prophet did not say خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ يُصَلِّي وَيُزَكِّي وَمَثَلًا يَحِجْ وَيَعْتَمِرْ. Best among you is the one who prays more. يُصَلِّي كَثِيرًا or يُزَكِّي كَثِيرًا. No. Best among you who gives zakat and sadaqah and khums more or performs hajj more. No. This is not what the Prophet said. Prophet said the best among you is the one who is the best. That means the best in his behavior towards his family members. And then he said, وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. And I am the best towards my family. There isn't anybody who behaved better than the Holy Prophet towards his own family members. So our akhlaq, our morality, our behavior, our ethics comes first. Your prayers and fasting and hajj and zakat, everything comes later. The way you behave towards your family members, the way you behave towards your parents, the way you behave towards your wives and children, the way the wives behave towards their husbands, this is the most important thing. Our akhlaq is like our icon, the symbol, the wajh, the face, the actual important thing which is visible to everybody who encounters us. Before he can see our prayers, before he can see our fasting, before he can see the rest of the ibadat that we may be performing. And that's the most important aspect of the personality of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, through which they spread Islam. Not with the power of the sword, how the enemies of Islam have been trying hard to fool the masses and say that Islam was spread by the power of the sword. Islam of the Prophet and Islam of Ahlul Bayt was never spread by the power of the sword. Islam of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt was spread by the akhlaq and morality of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. So we have to be very particular about it. Look at the hadith of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha. One of the scholars in Iran has compiled this book of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha. He did a wonderful job by compiling all the ahadith of Al-Zahra from in the alphabetical order from A to Z, from Alif to Ya. And he has named, just like the hadith, book of hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam,
نهج البلاغة named by Sheikh Marhoom Sayyid Ravi Rahmatullahi Alayh. Likewise, this scholar has collected all the ahadith of Hazrat Zahra Salamullah Alayha and compiled it in one book, and he called this book as Nahjul Hayat. It's a masterpiece. It's a very great job done by this scholar in Iran. And you can look at all the ahadith of Hazrat Zahra in this one book in alphabetical order. So in Nahjul Hayat, it has been narrated that Hazrat Zahra Salamullah Alayha has said that Sharrun Nas Alladina Ghuzzu Bitta'am Yalbisuna Yakuluna Anwa'at Ta'am. Sharrun Nas Alladina Ghuzzu Bin Na'im Yakuluna Alwa'at Ta'am Wa Yalbisuna Alwa'at Al-Libas Wa Yatashaddaquna Bil Kalam. That's the Mahmud Riwayah. That the worst of the people are the ones who have been given ni'mats and blessings of Allah. They have, are full with the blessings of Allah. They themselves have best kinds of food. You know, several kinds of food. They have access to whatever food they want to eat. They have access. Whatever dress they want to buy, they have access. And they dress up with the whatever dress they want to dress up with. But they have no control over their tongues. These are the worst of all the people. And in the time of you know, one of our asatis, one of our scholars was telling us that Ayatullah Al-Uzma Sheikh Jawad Ansari Hamadani rahmatullah alayhi, one of our great urafa, so he was participating in janaza. People are carrying this janaza just like usual, carrying a janaza in the tabut. Bunch of people are with the janaza in the funeral procession, the tashyi' al-janaza. So Ayatullah Al-Uzma, this Arif Mujtahid is part of that funeral procession. Ayatullah Al-Uzma Sheikh Jawad Ansari Hamadani, rahmatullahi alayh. All of a sudden he says that the hijabat and curtains were removed from my eyes, and I started seeing the person who is lying in the tabut. And I saw that there was a very fat, thick, black dog lying inside the tabut. Instead of a human being, a very fat and thick, black dog. And some of our urafa went to the haram of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Najaf and requested to Imam Ali alayhi salam, please take away this vision, this basirat from me, you know, seeing the batin and malakut. Because when you have the taharat of the qalb and tazkiyatun nafs and purity of the soul, you can see the batin and hidden reality. You can see the things in their real forms. Some of the urafa went to the haram of Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Islam and requested to Imam Ali al-Islam, please take away this basirat from me because I'm sick and tired of seeing the people in their real forms. I cannot stand it any further. So look at the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Islam where he has said, لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه الكلب. Please pay attention. Imam Ali al-Islam has said, the angels, لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه الكلب. The angels do not enter into a house where there is a dog. Well, it's never something supported by Islam to have dog as your pet. Except for two reasons, either for your security and protection or for hunting. These are the only two reasons which are supported by Islam. Otherwise, no. So, and even if you have to, for one of those two reasons, you have to keep a dog, then you better keep it outside the house. Don't bring him inside. Don't bring any haram meat animal. What you talk of a dog? Dog is najis. But not all the haram meat animals are najis in Islam. Like cat. Cat is a haram meat animal. But it's not najis. If you touch a cat, your hand doesn't become najis because it's not najis. Cat is pak and tahir. But it's a haram meat animal. غَيْرُ مَأْكُولِ اللَّحْمِ. Haram gosht janwar hai. Theek hai na? Islam says it's never a good idea to bring a haram meat animal inside your house. Cat is dropping hair. You don't even see the hair of the cat, and sometimes it gets stuck with your dress, with your socks. It sits everywhere on the sofas, everywhere, and your prayers will become batil. Even if there's one hair sticking to your dress, libas, or your badan, from any haram meat animal, your prayers is batil. So first of all, there's no need for that. I mean, but if you have to for some legitimate reason, then you keep it outside the house or inside a cage. But dog is never, it's never supported in Islam to take him, bring him inside the house. So it's already created from the lu'ab of shaitan, according to that hadith narrated by Sheikh Saduq rahmatullah alayhi in Ilal al-Shara'i. So what I was saying, I'm talking about that hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, where he said, in la tadkhulu al-mala'ikatu baytan fihi al-kalb, the angels do not enter into a house where there is a dog. Well, this is the zahiri and apparent meaning of the hadith which I just translated in front of you. But for just like for the Holy Quran, we believe that there is a zahir and a batin. Likewise, for the hadith of Prophet in Ahlul Bayt, we believe the same, that there is a zahir and a batin. So our urafa and muhaqqiqeen have mentioned that there is an ihtimal, that the another possible meaning of this hadith is that the angels of Allah do not enter into a house where there is a person who has the sifat and attributes of a dog. There are some people who have sifat and attributes of a kalb. What are the sifat of attributes? Sifat is bad kalami, bad khui, tund khui, bad akhlaqi, having no control over your tongue. Anybody who is bad kalam, anybody who has no control over his tongue, his actual reality and real face of his soul right now is like a dog. He doesn't see that, it's irrelevant. Whether he sees or he doesn't see, the reality is not at the mercy of people seeing it or not seeing it, it still remains the same. Those who have the taharat, they can see it, and that's enough. So what I was saying is that we should abstain. You know, when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is showing to that companion to see between the two fingers, and he sees those people rotating around Kaaba, you know, and doing tawaf in the form of those animals, he's not converting the human beings into Imam Sajjad. Doesn't need to convert nobody. Those people were like this, but we were unable to see. Imam just showed him through his fingers. People were like this. It's better to embrace the reality instead of having a shock on the Day of Judgment. Hey, well, I was like this, I never knew. Isn't that better to know it in advance? This is the beauty of the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, that they are teaching us the haqa'iq and realities. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Quran has said, those people who eat up the money of orphans out of injustice, they are actually eating fire. We don't see it in the form of fire, but Quran is not lying. It's actually fire. If people saw those people usurping the money of orphans, you know, if they saw that they are actually eating fire, they would never eat it. But they are not seeing it. Prophet is seeing that. Ahlul Bayt are seeing that if somebody is eating the money of orphan in front of their eyes. So we have to be particular about this. The teacher of Shaheed Mutahhari, Ali Shirazi, rahmatullah alayhi, he was saying that I saw a dream that when I was laid down into my grave, a black dog was sent inside the grave with me. I was very much, you know, upset. And I did tawassul, I prayed, you know, to Allah through Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, I did so much and this and this and this for you. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam replied back to me that since you are our muwali, since you believe in our walayat, so we will remove the dog from your grave. So we have to realize that every action, like I was saying in the other night, the last night, that the bad deeds and bad kalam and bad words and, you know, wrong statements that people say have a lazimai takwiniya. That's the way it is. I mean, bad words, having bad mouth, having abusive language. Inna Allaha harrama al-jannata ala kulli fahashin bazeek.
Prophet said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made jannat haram on everybody who talks a vulgar talk. He has no control basically on what he say. As a vulgar talk. Jannat is haram on him. Prophet is saying the truth. It's our responsibility to have control, you know.
Somebody who has no control over his tongue, his haqiqat of his ruh is like a dog.
And we find, you know, one of our great Urafat today who is living right now, may Allah protect him, Ayatullah al-Uzma, Hasan Zada Amuli, Hafizahullah. Our scholars and asatid in the Hawza of Qum, actually they, some of the asatid, they say that he is actually Jami' of Jami'ul Ulum. He's, you know, yes, he has all the ulum, mashallah. He's one of the most unique personalities available right now in the world. One of the top notch urafa that we have, mashallah. And even the books that he has written, it's not even easy for the scholars to understand, for the ordinary scholars to understand. You have to have some prerequisites of falsafa and prerequisites of ilm al-irfan to even understand a single page of his book. So Ayatullah al-Uthma Hasan Zada Amuli, Hafizahullah, was saying that once I talked a lot in the day. Of course, such a great arif is not going to talk something which is lahw and la'ib and haram or fohsh guftugu, vulgar talk, na'udhu billah. He's such a great mujtahid, he's not going to do that. He said, and when I slept, I found the angels of Allah coming with a needle and a thread and stitching my lips. You talked a lot today. In Islam, we find the Prophet has said, As-samtu babun min abwabil jannah. Khamushi dan jannat ke darwazon mein se ek darwaza hai. Kanzum min kunuzil hikmah. Silence is one of the doors from among the doors of the paradise and one of the treasures among the treasures of Jannat. One of the doors of the wisdom and one of the treasures of the Jannat. When Imam Sadiq al-Islam is talking about Abu Dharr, he says, Kana aksaru ibadate Abi Dharr at-tafakkur. You know, when you are silent, you have to do tafakkur. Think about the umur and affairs of Allah. Imam Sadiq al-Islam says the major portion of the ibadat and worship of Abu Dharr was tafakkur, thinking about the affairs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahumma salli ala
For an ordinary moment, Islam says, stay quiet. Don't speak. Unless you have to. And when you have to, then you have to speak nothing but haq and truth. But when it comes to a person who has ma'rifat, ahlul ma'na, ahlul irfan, someone who has irfan and ma'rifat, the ruling of Islam is totally different. Islam says to those people who have ma'rifat, speak up. Don't stay quiet. If you don't speak, who else is supposed to speak? Because of your speech, the rest of the people are going to learn what they're supposed to do. For the rest of the people, Islam says, stay quiet. Samt and silence itself is ibadat for you. Keep on thinking and focusing on the affairs and umur of Allah. Silence is ibadat. Don't speak. This is the duty of a regular mu'min. When it comes to a person who has ma'rifat of Allah and ma'rifat of the Imam of his time and he's arif, the ruling of Islam is totally different. Islam says, speak up, please speak. You are the one who have the right to speak. So we find that this is the job of the mu'min, that a mu'min always has a controlled talk, you know, and من عرف الله وعظمه منع فاه من الكلام وبطنه من الطعام وعنى نفسه بالصيام والقيام. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, someone who has the ma'rifat of Allah and considers Allah to be azim and great, mana'a fahu min al-kalam, he will stop his mouth, control his mouth. He cannot just speak whatever he wishes to say. He will have a controlled talk. Mana'a fahu min al-kalam, zaban pe mihar aur lagam dalenge, har guftugu jo ji chaha foran keh diya, jo baat aayi keh diya, munh pe zaban pe aa gayi. Aisa nahi ho sakta. جس شخص کے پاس پیغمبر نے فرمایا اللہ کی معرفت ہوئی اور اللہ کو عظیم گردانتا ہوا, وہ ہر بات زبان پہ جاری نہیں کرے گا, سوچ سمجھ کے گفتگو کرے گا. ہر بات نہیں زبان پہ جاری کر سکتا. منع فاہو من الکلام, اس کی گفتگو بھی کنٹرولڈ ہوگی, حساب شدہ ہوگی. وَبَطْنَهُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ, اور اس کا کھانا اپنے پیٹ کو بھی کنٹرول کرے گا. He is control, he will have a controlled food. ہر دسترخوان پہ بیٹھ کے جو کھانا ملا, جس کی آن سے بھی ملا, کھا لیا, یہ نہیں ہو سکتا. اس کا کھانا بھی کنٹرول ہوگا, ٹھیک ہے نا. سب کیا نہیں کھا سکتے. پیغمبر نے کیا فرمایا تھا جناب ابو ذر سے کہ اطعم الطعام من تحبه فی اللہ, فیڈ یور فوڈ ٹو دا پرسن ہوم یو لو فار دا سیک آف اللہ. کھانا اس کو کھلاؤ جس سے تم فی اللہ محبت کرتے ہو. لہذا فرمایا آپ نے کھانا اس کو کھلاؤ. پیغمبر اکرم کی اور مولا کائنات کی جو معرفت بھری گفتگو اگر آپ دیکھنا چاہتے ہیں, کیونکہ مخاطب کے اعتبار سے گفتگو کیا کرتے تھے نا, جیسے مخاطب ہوتے ہیں ویسی باتیں ہوتی تھیں نا. ہمیں حکم دیا گیا انما عاشر الانبیاء, ہمیں حکم دیا گیا, ہم انبیاء گروہ کو حکم دیا کہ لوگوں سے ان کے سطح ذہنی مینٹل لیول کے مطابق گفتگو کریں. تو معرفت بھری گفتگو اگر آپ کو دیکھنی ہے تو آپ وہ گفتگو دیکھی جو پیغمبر سلمان فارسی سے کرتے تھے, جو پیغمبر ابو ذر سے کرتے تھے, جو پیغمبر مقداد سے کیا کرتے تھے. تو آپ کو پتا چلے گا کہ کیا معارف ہے اسلام کے. وہ جاہل بدوؤں کے سامنے کی گئی گفتگو تو اس معیار کی نہیں ہوگی نا, تو مخاطب کے مطابق بات ہوگی نا. تو لہٰذا پیغمبر نے جناب ابو ذر سے کیا فرمایا تھا کہ اطعم الطعام من تحبه فی اللہ, کھانا اسے کھلاؤ جس سے تم فی اللہ محبت کرتے ہو. فیڈ یور فوڈ ٹو دا پرسن ہوم یو لو فار دا سیک آف اللہ, وکل طعام من یحبک فی اللہ, اور اس کا کھانا کھاؤ جو تم سے فی اللہ محبت کرتا ہے. ہم ہر کس و ناکس کے سفرے پر, ہر کس و ناکس کے دسترخوان پہ بیٹھ کے کھانا نہیں کھا سکتے. مومن کا کھانا بھی حساب شدہ ہوتا ہے, کنٹرول ہوتا ہے, ہر چیز نہیں کھا سکتے. جس آدمی کو یہ پرواہ ہی نہ ہو کہ اس کا کھانا کہاں سے آ رہا ہے, تو اس کی قیمت بھی وہی ہوتی ہے جو اس کے بطن سے خارج ہوتا ہے. بطن سے کے اندر داخل کرنے کے وقت اگر ہمیں پرواہ نہیں ہو کہ ہم کیا داخل کر رہے ہیں, تو اس کی قیمت بھی وہ ہے جو بطن سے خارج ہوتا ہے. تو میں عرض کر رہا تھا کہ when prophet said this statement that من عرف اللہ وعظمہ منع فاہ من الکلام وبطنہ من الطعام وعنا نفسہ بالصیام والقیام, whosoever has the معرفت of Allah and he considers Allah to be عظیم, he will have a controlled talk, he will have a controlled food, and he will take care. وَعَنَّا نَفْسَهُ, اپنے نفس اپنی روح کے سلسلے میں عنایت برتا ہوگا. He will take care of his spirituality through عَنَّا نَفْسَهُ بِالسِّيَامِ وَالْقِيَامِ, وہ اپنی روح کا خیال رکھتا ہوگا روزے اور قیام کے ذریعے سے, روزے اور نماز کے ذریعے سے اپنی روح کی پرواہ کرتا ہوگا اگر اس کو معرفت ہوئی اور اللہ کو عظیم سمجھتا ہوا. جب پیغمبر نے یہ بیان فرمایا, when the prophet said that statement, bunch of اصحاب said to رسول اللہ, یا رسول اللہ, أَهَؤُلَاءِ أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ, are you talking about the أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ, beloved servants of Allah, they are like this? Prophet said, no, these are regular moments. أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ are actually higher than that. إِنْ أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ سَكَتُوا فَكَانَ سُكُوتُهُمْ فِكْرًا. If the awliya Allah and beloved servants of Allah are sakit and silent, their sukut is tafakkur, fikr, thinking about Allah.
وَتَكَلَّمُوا فَكَانَ كَلَامُهُمْ ذِكْرًا. If they speak, their kalam is the zikr and remembrance and yad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَتَقُوا فَكَانَ نُطْقُهُمْ حِكْمَةً. And when they talk, their talk is wisdom. وَنَظَرُوا فَكَانَ نَظَرُهُمْ عِبْرَةً. When they look around themselves in this world, their nazar and watching around themselves is nothing but ibrat. Ibrat means taking a lesson out of it.
Whenever you, ibrat means when you look at anything which is bad, you get transferred from bad towards good. Burai ko dekhke burai se muntakil hoke achhai ki taraf aa jana. Isse kaha jata hai ibrat. Aur burai ko dekhne ke baad main wahin ke wahin usi burai par qaim raha. اپنے نفس کی اصلاح نہیں کی, اسی ظلمت کو اپنے روح کے اندر برقرار رکھا اور اہل بیت کی نورانی تعلیمات کی طرف منتقل ہو کے نہیں آیا. اسی نہیں کہا جاتا کہ میں نے عبرت پکڑ لی, اسے کہا جاتا کہ انسان عاقل نہیں ہے, نا سمجھ ہے. عاقل وہ ہے کہ جو اطاعت کرتا ہے اللہ کی. تو میں عرض کر رہا تھا کہ جب پیغمبر اکرم نے فرمایا کہ نہیں, یہ تو عام مومنین کی کیفیت ہے, اولیاء اللہ تو وہ ہوتے ہیں. The beloved servants of Allah are the ones when they are silent, their sukoot is fikr and tafakkur and thinking about Allah. When they speak, their speech is actually kalamuhum zikran, is remembrance of Allah. When they talk, their talk is wisdom, hikmat. When they look around, their looking is ibrat. Everything that they see around them, they take ibrat and lesson out of. مَشَوْا فَكَانَ مَشْيَتُهُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بَرَكَةً. And when they walk, even their walk is a barakat among the community. Every aspect of their personality is basically a role model for the rest of the people to look at and follow.
وَلَوْلَا الْآجَالُ الَّتِي كُتِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ لَمْ تَسْتَقِرْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ فِي أَبْدَانِهِمْ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ.
اور اگر موت کا معین وقت نہ ہوتا تو ان کی روحیں ایک پل جھپکنے کی مدت کے لیے بھی ان کے بدنوں میں برقرار نہ رہتی, بلکہ پرواز کر کے اس عالم تک پہنچ جاتی.
In other words, so look at this is the difference between awliya Allah and the regular moments. So we have to be particular. Now when people have no control over their tongue, Satan is also adopting different ways. One way, like I said earlier, doesn't work for all. You know, he's not going to ask an elderly person to go and stand in the marketplace and do a haram. Of course, Satan knows it's not going to work for an elderly person. But he may deceive an elderly person
to basically to sit and do some ghibat.
Or riya. 20 saal ho gaye apne bhai ki madad kiye hue. 25 سال گزر گئے اپنے بھائی کی مدد کی تھی امریکہ بلانے کے لیے. 25 سال ہو گئے آج تک بیان کرے جا رہے ہیں, جس بزم میں بیٹھتے ہیں وہ بیان کرتے ہیں.
ایک نیکی کیا کر دی کہ اس کو 25 سال سے بیان کیے چلے جا رہے ہیں اپنی نیکی کو. اور کسے کہتے ہیں ریاکاری, اور کسے کہا جاتا ریاکاری کو. نہیں مولانا, نماز عشاء پڑھنے میں پیاس بڑی لگتی ہے بس مجھے, یہ ہے مسئلہ. بس
اسی بہانے سے یہ بھی بیان کر دیا کہ میں نماز عشاء پڑھتا ہوں. اس بہانے سے یہ بھی بتا دیا کہ میں نماز عشاء پڑھتا ہوں.
So Satan is not going to deceive a 70-year-old person to go and stand on the street and do a haram, but he can easily deceive an elderly person to commit a riya.
So this works for him. Shaitan is not going to deceive, my teacher was saying, Shaitan is not going to deceive an elderly woman to go and stand on the street and do a wrong, but he can easily deceive an elderly woman to possibly do a ghibat.
تہمت, چغل خوری, نمامی, ادھر کی بات سنی جا کے ادھر لگا دی اور دونوں میں آپس میں لڑائی کروا دی. This is exactly and precisely what Scorpios are all about. جتنا آپ سنتے چلے آئے ہیں قبر میں بچھوؤں کا تذکرہ, یہ عزیزان محترم, یہ بچھو اسی چغل خوری کا باطن ہے. چغل خوری جسے عربی میں نمیمہ کہتے ہیں, نمامی فارسی میں کہا جاتا ہے. تو اس نمیمہ, اس نمامی, اس چغل خوری جیسے حرام کا کی حقیقت اور باطن بچھو کی صفت ہے. یہ بچھو میں پائی جاتی ہے ڈنک مارنا. تو جس نے یہ ڈنک مارے ہیں ان کی قبر میں اگر بچھو نہیں ہوں گے تو اور کیا ہوگا. تو اصل میں تو ہم اپنے ساتھ خود ہی سارا بندوبست کر کے لے کے جا رہے ہیں نا قبر میں. تو مٹی تھوڑی ہے ہمارے لیے بچھو پر فراہم کر رہی ہے, قبر تھوڑی فراہم کر رہی ہے, یہ تو خود اپنی روح کے اندر لے کے جا رہے ہیں. یہ صفات رذیلہ, یہ صفات مذمومہ. سو بیسیکلی یو نو شیطان از اڈاپٹنگ ڈفرنٹ ویز فار دا بزنس مین از خیانت.
اوکے,
خیانت, خیانت از ویری ویل accepted by the businessman to do khiyanat or riba, interest. So different ways are adopted for different people, and some of the sins are done hiddenly and some of the sins are done openly. Man lam yubale an yarahu an-nasu musian fa huwa shirku shaytan. Imam Ali al-Islam, that's a mahmoon riwayah, Imam Ali al-Islam has said, anybody who does not find if people are seeing him doing a haram but he doesn't feel bad about it, that means you are openly doing in front of the people but you still don't feel bad about it, this kind of person is also shariq of shaitan. Shaitan is a partner in him. Behaya hai na, isliye ki insaan ko ye to sharm to nahi aayi na, logon ke samne khulla khulla haram kaam kar rahe, yani aap 50 logon ko bhi haram ki talheen dila rahe. کھلم کھلا حرام کرنے کا نقصان یہ ہوتا ہے کہ نہ فقط یہ کہ آپ نے اپنی روح کو نقصان پہنچا کے جلا دیا جہنم کی آگ سے فی الفور, بلکہ ساتھ ساتھ 50 دوسرے دیکھنے والے تماشائیوں کو بھی آپ نے منفی اعتبار سے جسور بنا دیا, جسارت کرنے پہ آمادہ کر دیا کہ یہ برا کام بھی ہو سکتا ہے, دیکھو میں کر رہا ہوں نا. فرمایا آپ نے تو حرام کام اوپنلی کرنے کا گناہ بھی اسلام میں زیادہ ہے بنسبت حرام کام چھپ کے کرنے کا. حرام کام محترم مہینوں میں کرنے کا گناہ بھی زیادہ ہے بنسبت حرام غیر محترم مہینوں میں کرنے کا. حرام کام جو ہے وہ محترم سرزمینوں پہ کرنے کا گناہ بھی زیادہ ہے بنسبت حرام کام غیر محترم سرزمینوں پہ کرنے کا. تو زمین کا جگہ کا بھی داخل ہے گناہ کے عذاب میں, اسی طریقے سے نیک کاموں کے ثواب میں بھی داخل ہے, اسی طریقے سے زمانے کا بھی دخل ہے, وقت کا بھی دخل ہے. کس وقت آپ نے ایک روزہ رکھا, دو رکعت نماز کس وقت پڑھی, صدقہ آپ نے کس وقت دیا, ایٹ واٹ ٹائم یو گیو صدقہ, ایٹ واٹ ٹائم یو ڈو ٹو رکعت پریئرز, وٹ ایور گڈ ڈیڈز یو پرفارم, ایٹ واٹ پلیس, ایٹ واٹ ٹائم, اٹ ہیز ایوری تھنگ ٹو ڈو ود دا میگنیچیوڈ آف دا پنشمنٹ اور میگنیچیوڈ آف دا ریوارڈ. سو ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري. What does Imam Ali al-Islam says in Dua Kumail? ولا تفضحني, and don't insult me, don't cause humiliation for me, don't humiliate me, بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري, میرے راز میں سے جو تو جان چکا ہے. ظاہر میں نے خطبتوں میں جو برے کام کیے جو تو جان چکا, ان برے کاموں کو کے ذریعے سے مجھے رسوا مت کرنا. لا تفضحنی بخفی ما اطلعت علیہ من سری. So if you perform a wrong deed in the loneliness, istawa is also easy. But if you stand on the street in front of 100 people and you do a haram, istawa is also different. So we have to be very particular. A person came to Imam Ridha alayhi salam and said, Ya Rasulullah, inna li jiranan wa lahu jawarin yatahannayna. I have a neighbor and my neighbor has some women in his house who keep on singing songs. Inna li jiranan wa lahu jawarin yatahannayna. Sometimes I go to the toilet, to the washroom inside my own house, and my washroom is next to the wall of my neighbor. So فَأُطِيلُ الْجُلُوسَ, so I lengthen my stay in the washroom so that I can listen to the voice of ghina and musiqi and song coming from my neighbor's house, those women who are singing. So I sometimes stay for the longer time inside the washroom to listen to the voice of those non-mahram women singing the songs. Imam Ridha alayhi salam said to him, La taf'al, don't do that. He said, well, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't walk ill, you know, and I didn't go there birijli. I did not walk on my feet to go there to participate in a haram inside my own house. I just going to my own washroom.
But I just stay there for a longer time to just, you know, to listen. But I'm not myself, I'm not committing anything.
Imam al-Islam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. آنکھیں اور انسان کی سماعت اور آنکھیں اور انسان کا دل, ان سب کے بارے میں سوال کیا جائے گا.
So the guy still was taking it very, very easily as if nothing has happened. So Imam Ridha alayhi salam said to him finally, قُمْ فَاغْتَسِلْ.
Go and do the ghusl.
You have did a great thing. That means you did a great sin. Go and do the ghusl. If you died on this condition, I mean this kind of situation, if a person dies in this is of course something, we have to remember this usul from Islam, that if we perform one smaller sin, you know, two times, gets converted into one bigger sin.
گناہِ صغیرہ اگر دو مرتبہ کیا جائے, ٹھیک ہے نا, تو وہ گناہِ کبیرہ بن جاتا ہے. If a woman shows her hair
to non-mahram person, one non-mahram looks at her,
this is one گناہِ صغیرہ.
But if two non-mahram people look at her, it converts into a گناہِ کبیرہ. If you shave the beard once, it's a گناہِ صغیرہ. If you shave it twice, it becomes گناہِ کبیرہ. So any smaller sin, if you do it twice, it gets converted into one bigger sin. Bigger sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives if you die after doing tawbah. So smaller sins are forgiven by Allah. If the bigger sins are forgiven, Allah forgives the smaller sins. But the bigger sins are forgiven if we do istighfar. So we have to do the istighfar, which is wajib-e fawri, immediate wajib in Islam. So basically, once we find, please say salawat.
Once the Holy Prophet took his ashab, some of ashab, to Prophet was in a desert, in a barren desert, and he said to his ashab, ituni bihatabin. Mere liye thode se wo jalane ki lakdi, indhan ki lakdi jo hoti hai, jo jalai jati hai, wo ikattha karo. Gather me some firewood.
And Ashab said, Ya Rasulullah, this is a barren desert. You don't find no plantation here.
But Prophet's command, people gathered, people scattered all over, you know, just to find something. And finally, when everybody came back to the Holy Prophet, everybody had gathered a little bit of some small plants, leaves, you know, branches, whatever, and every piled up, and it converted into a huge pile in front of Rasulullah.
And finally, when the pile was gathered, Prophet said, "Hakaza tajtama'u adh-dhunub."
Everything of the Holy Prophet has wisdoms.
That's how the sins gather.
That's how اس طریقے سے گناہ اکٹھے ہوا کرتے ہیں.
انسان کو احساس نہیں ہوتا نا ایک غیبت کی گزر گئے, کیونکہ پتہ تو چل نہیں رہا. نگاہوں پہ تو حجابات پڑے ہوئے گناہوں کے, پتہ تو نہیں چلا کہ ہمارے روح پہ کیا گزر گئی. کوئی عارف کو ہمارے سامنے, عارف مشتہد تو موجود نہیں ہے کہ جو دیکھ کے بتا دے کہ میرے روح پہ کیا ہوا, ٹھیک ہے نا. انسان کو تو پتہ نہیں چلا, ایک گناہ کیا, تہمت لگائی, زبان درازی کی, ماں باپ سے بدتمیزی کی, کسی کے ساتھ چغل خوری کر دی, کوئی برائی زبان سے کر دی, 46 گناہ ہے, ایک تو نہیں ہے, کر دیا, ایک کے پورے پائل اپ ہوتے چلے گئے, پائل اپ. یہاں تک کہ جب قبر میں ہوتے ہیں تو اب دیکھا یہ کس کس جانور کی صورتیں ہیں جو انسان کے سامنے آ رہی ہیں.
لہذا فرمایا آپ نے, تو یہ تعلیمات, ان حدیثنا یحیی القلب,
ہماری حدیثیں انسان کی روح کو زندہ کرتی ہیں. یا ایھا الذین آمنوا استجیبوا للہ وللرسول اذا دعاکم لما یحییکم. قرآن کیا کہہ رہا ہے, اے صاحبان ایمان, اللہ اور رسول کی ندا پہ لبیک کہو جب وہ تمہیں ایسی چیز کی طرف دعوت دے کہ جو تمہیں زندہ کرتی ہے.
رسول کی تعلیمات ہمیں زندہ کرتی ہیں, جلا بخشتی ہیں, حیات بخش ہیں روح کے لیے.
ہمیں پازیٹیو, یو ہیو ٹو ریسپونڈ پازیٹیولی ٹو دا کال آف رسول اللہ, ٹو دا ٹیچنگز آف رسول اللہ.
صلوات پر محمد و آل محمد.
So we find that these teachings which have been narrated in
by the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu was salam. And I would like to mention one hadith specifically from Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Where Imam Hassan alayhi salam, it's very important, brothers and sisters, to remember that the mawqif of lisan on the Day of Judgment is 1,000 years long. We believe on there are 50 mawqif of Qiyamah. It's a very beautiful discussion. We can sometimes, inshallah, talk about that subject. So Qiyamah has 50 stops, and every stop we have to be stopping there for 1,000 years, because the Day of Judgment is equal to 50,000 years of this world. One day equal to 50,000 years of this world. And there are 50 different stops, and there are 50 different questions which have been told to us by the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, all those details, what would be asked on each of those mawaqif, each of those stations and stops of Qiyamat. So the mawqif of Lisan, the place where people will be stopped about their tongue and will be asked about what they said, is 1,000 years long. For 1,000 years we have to be stopped in that station to be held accountable for what we said. So the hadith of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, which I would really like all of our youth and all of our respectable brothers and sisters to remember this hadith before leaving this gathering. Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and this hadith is narrated from Imam Hassan by a Ravi whose name is also Hassan. So the hadith says that in Ahsan al-Hasan Al-Khulqul Hasan. The best of all the best things is the best morality. Tamam achhi cheezon mein sabse achhi cheez. Sabse achhi cheez jo hai, wo achha akhlaq hai. Tamam achhi cheezon mein sabse achhi cheez achha akhlaq hai. This is something which we should all remember. The best of all the best is to have best morals. So Imam Hassan alayhi salam has said this beautiful statement, and you find there's the word Hassan is being repeated so many times in this whole narration. And the same Imam Hassan's son is Qasim. Hazrat Qasim ibn al-Hassan. Remember the story in the night of Ashura, Shab-e-Ashur, jab mere maula mehzar-e-shahadat padke suna rahe the. कि कल किस किस को शहीद होना है एक एक करके शहादा का तस्करा हो रहा है तमाम शहादा का मेरे मौला ने जिक्र किया मगर कासिम का जिक्र नहीं किया ये शहजादा कासिम एक मर्तबा अरबाब मकातिल ने लिखा कि कासिम इब्न हसन अपनी जगह से उठे और खेमे में एक गोशे में जाकर बैठ गए और जारो कदार रोना शुरू कर कितनी ख्वाहिश थी कासिम इब्न हसन की नौजवानी का आलम है आप जानते हैं कि नौजवानी में इंसान के जज्बात कैसे होते हैं इंसान का ईमान उसकी दर उसका क्या कैफियत होती है जनाब कासिम की कितनी ख्वाहिश थी कि अपने अम्मू पर अपने चचा पर जान कुर्बान करूं और अब जो जान कुर्बान करने का मौका आया तो मेरा नाम दफ्तरे शहादत ही में नहीं जनाब कासिम सोच रहे हैं और गिरिया करते जाते हैं यहां तक कि अचानक याद आया कि बाबा ने मरने से पहले एक तावीज मेरे बाजू पर बांधा था ये ज़हन में आया फौरन जनाब कासिम ने जब याद आया तो फौरन जनाब कासिम ने उस तावीज को खोला कि जब कोई मुश्किल वक्त पड़े तो इसको खोल लेना वो सोचा कि इससे बढ़ के और क्या मुश्किल वक्त हो सकता है कि मेरे मौ चचा हुसैन पर ये वक्त आ पड़ा है मेरे अपने मौला हुसैन की जान बचानी है इससे बढ़ के और क्या वक्त हो सकता है जनाब कासिम ने जब उस तावीज को खोला तो अदरक अम्मखल हुसैन अपने चचा हुसैन की मदद को पहुंचो ये सुनना था कि कासिम एक मर्तबा खुश हो गए बाबा की इबारत को देखकर खुशहाल हो गए बाबा का ये छोटा सा खत लेकर अपने चचा के हुजूर में आए
مولا نے دیکھا بھیا کی عبارت کو دیکھا فرمایا ارے میں نے تو تمہارا نام یوں ہی تمہارا نام ذکر نہیں کیا تھا تمہارا نام تو دفتر شہادت میں ہے اور تمہارا ہی نہیں بلکہ ننے علی اصغر کا نام بھی دفتر شہادت میں اصغر کا نام بھی مولا نے ایک مرتبہ فرمایا اصغر کا نام بھی دفتر شہادت میں ہے یہ سننا تھا کہ ہاشمی جوان ہے برداشت نہیں ہوا تڑپ گئے ارے حل یسلون الی الخیام ارے مولا کیا اشقیا خیموں تک پہنچ جائیں گے مولا نے تسلی دی قاسم کو قاسم کی غیرت کو تسلی دی نہیں بیٹا میں خود علی اصغر کو لے کر مقتل کی طرف جاؤں گا مولا نے تسلی دی جی چاہتا ہے جناب قاسم سے عرض کروں ارے تشریف لائیے عصر عاشور کے وقت دیکھیے کس انداز سے بیویاں ایک خیمے سے دوسرے خیمے اپنے حجاب کی حفاظت میں دوڑتی جاتی ہیں لاتمات الوجوہ ناشرات الشعور کیا کیفیت ہے جنا یہاں تک کہ عزاداروں جب روزے عاشور آیا ہے قربانیوں کا دن آیا ہے تو اب جناب قاسم اذن جہاد کے لیے چچا کے پاس آئے اجازت لینا چاہتے ہیں میرے مولا ظاہر سی بات ہے بھیا کی نشانی ہے نا اپنے بڑے بھائی کی نشانی ہے نہ جانے مولا کے دل پہ کیا گزری ہوگی یقیناً جانتے ہیں کہ شہید تو سبھی کو ہونا ہے مگر عزاداروں جس پہ گزرتی ہے وہ جانتا ہے بھیا کی علامت ہے حسین نے اجازت نہیں دی روایت میں عجیب فقرہ ہے کہ امام حسین یعنی چچا اور بھتیجے امام حسین اور قاسم بغل گیر ہو کے اتنا روئے کہ دونوں بے ہوش ہو کے زمین کربلا پہ گر گئے چچا بھتیجے دونوں بے ہوش زمین کربلا پہ گر گئے شہزادی زینب آگے بڑھی عزاداروں جب کوئی بے ہوش ہوتا ہے تو آپ کیسے اس کو ہوش میں لاتے ہیں پانی کا چھڑکاؤ کرتے ہیں نا مگر ہائے وہ حسینب وہ کیا کرے جناب زینب کیا کرے جن کے پاس پانی کا بندوبست ہی نہیں اشکوں کو اپنے آنسوؤں کو ڈالنا شروع کیا امام حسین کے چہرے پہ اب جو اشک پڑے ہیں آپ کھولی اجازت ملتی ہے جناب قاسم کو اجازت ملی امام حسین نے اجازت دی اب امامہ سر پہ رکھا گیا امامے کے دونوں سرے کھول کے تحت الحنک کے دونوں سرے کھول کے جناب قاسم کے سینے پہ ڈال دیے آپ نے پڑھا ہوگا نا کہ احکام آداب میت میں یہ بیان کیا گیا ہے کہ میت کے لیے مستحب ہے اسے امامہ پہنایا جائے میت کے لیے مستحب ہے امامے کے دونوں سرے کھول کے اس کے سینے پہ ڈال دیے جائے ہو سکتا ہے میرے مولا نے ایسا سوچا ہو ارے بیٹا قاسم میں تجھے کفن تو نہیں دے سکوں گا مگر لا تجھے میں سجا تو لوں اب قاسم چلنا چاہتے ہیں ایک مرتبہ میرے مولا نے قاسم کے گریبان کو جاگ کر دی روایت میں یہ فقرہ ملتا ہے اب جو بھتیجے نے پوچھا بیٹا یہ یتیموں کی علامت ہے اشقیا کو پتا چل جاتا ہے کہ یہ یتیم بچہ آ رہا ہے قاسم کے گریبان کو چاک کر دیا جناب قاسم چلتے ہیں اب جہاد کیا اس ہاشمی جوان نے جہاد کیا بہادری کے ساتھ زمین کربلا پر آئے اب جو چچا کو آواز دی ایک مرتبہ میرے مولا بڑھتے ہیں ادھر کے گھوڑے ادھر کے گھوڑے ادھر جناب قاسم کے لاشے کو
فلا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إلهي بحق الصحراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها وعلى پرچم اسلام کو سربلند فرما پرچم کفر شرک و نفاق کو سرنگون فرما انقلاب اسلامی کی حفاظت فرما تو
تمام علماء ربانیین، تمام مراجع کرام، بالخصوص رہبر انقلاب کا سایہ ہمارے سروں پر برقرار رکھ، تمام مجاہدین اسلام کی توفیق میں اضافہ فرما، تمام مومنین کی جان و مال و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما، تمام مومنین کی مشورہ حاجات کو پورا فرما، تمام مومنین کو وظائف شرعیہ پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عنایت فرما، ہماری اس قلیل عبادت کو قبول فرما۔ ہم اس وقت تک اس دنیا سے نہ اٹھا جب تک امام زمانہ ہم سے راضی نہ ہو جائے، ان کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما، ہم سب کو ان کے انصار و اشیاء میں قرار دے۔ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم بجاہ محمد و آلہ المیامین۔ یا حسین،